les ne wa havila gazi ene he utlaya ho boys and girls clubs of South Africa. Good morning, Sne.
Good morning.
How are you, my darling?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am good. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you. Almost there.
Sne, so umas kuluma ngo Sne vila gazi, kuluma ngo vani gashe gashe.
Nikuluma about a young woman
mm-hmm.
Who really loves working nabantu. I love working with youth. It's been a couple of years that I've been working with youth, mm-hmm. youth dealing with socioeconomic issues and seeing how can we, you know, make our lives better as young people and, you know, being involved in those activities around the community. So really, I'm a person who loves working with young people and mm-hmm. really being involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then let's talk about the organization here, Boys and Girls Clubs of South Africa. Can you just tell us a bit more about it?
All right, we provide after-school programs to abantwana besikole on a daily basis. So what happens is that from 2 to 6, they are able to come to our club and we do homework with them for about an hour. And, you know, we provide tutoring services to help them with their schoolwork, and then they have a hot meal. And then after that, they take part in various programs within life skills, sports, arts and recreation, leadership activities and things like that. So really, we're an organization where children can come, visit Tina, and, you know, we provide a safe space for them mm-hmm. between ukuphuma kwesikole nokuya ekhaya kubuya abazali.
All right. And then when unesikhathi singakanani uyi party Boys and Girls Clubs of South Africa?
I've been there since 2016.
2016?
2016.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's about a year and a half.
Okay,
it's been about a year and a half for me.
A year and a half. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. And how has it been for you till this day?
Oh, it's really been great. It's really, really been great, you know, seeing an organization grow. It's so amazing because when I had started, there was Pimville Club and then Gukona, mm-hmm. Club Yase Protea Glen. But then this year, says Fule, Club Yase Petramzi. We'll be opening up Club Yase Alexander mm-hmm. within the next month. We're looking to open up Club Yase Fededorp in Cosmo City as the year progresses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to see organization growing and you being a part of that growth
mm-hmm.
and you contributing to it mm-hmm. in impacting people's lives, young people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really the greatest part, because the more we grow, the more communities and mm-hmm. families that we serve.
Mm-hmm. And Sne, there are difficulties engukuthi umuntu uhlangana nazo on a daily basis. And njengoba social ukuthi kule organization here, Boys and Girls Clubs of South Africa, ninceda kakhulu abantwana ababuya esikolweni, nibancede ngama homeworks and all that. Can you just say ama challenges engukuthi nihlangabezana nawo on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, mm-hmm. I wouldn't really say we have a lot of challenges.
Okay.
You know, because the kids, once they sign up to join a club, they really make it their own and they really have a lot of fun there. So, baya atenda, and, you know, the families, once they see the contribution we make to their children's lives, nabo baya support talento. And so, really, I would say we don't have that many challenges on a daily basis. The kids love the programs uh-huh, and the kids, uh-huh. they want to come over and over again.
So you don't get nje labantana labo ukuthi umuntu umntana kwamela attend 5 days kanjalo bese I love him mhlambe for 2 days, 3 days.
Okay, as sebenzi kanjalo, like strictly, but okay, you must come every day because we want children to want to come, you know. As soni skole, let's do something. So, the aim for us is to make the programs as fun as possible so that the kids will want to come, and we provide so much value that umntwana sees ukuthi mengezi mina ozoluza into esikwenza is that we provide ama incentives to the children for coming often. We have one so that for example every month end we recognize children who've been doing their homework consistently, who've been coming consistently. We recognize children who've been of service and who've, you know, displayed the behavior that is exemplary to others, and leo recognition that everybody wants to be a winner at the end of the month.
True that.
And everybody wants to be acknowledged and recognized. So leo ndo yaba motivator ukuthi bafike njalo njalo. And then at the end of the year we have a youth Parents of the Year program, we will nominate umntwana who has been, you know, like who has been shining throughout the year in an all-rounded way, participation in programs, behavior assistance to peers and things like that.
All right, and then you were also saying of a Oguti Nisazovula Amanyama clubs as well. Njongoba Ogamanje Gune Yase Pimville, right? Gune Yase Protea Glen as well.
Yes, yes. We'll be opening up, like I mentioned, the Petra's Standard Vula in January. We'll be opening up Alexandra late June. July Ganje. Now we've already started with the interview process and we're contacting shortlisted candidates. We're looking to open up a Freda Dorp Nase Cosmo City as the year progresses. And the nice thing really about Lama Club Lawa Eswavulayo is that when we look to hire, we're always looking to hire within those communities, because if boys and girls is for the community, you know. And so we always stress, Mrs. Vula, the application process, ukuthi please be from and around that area, because abantwana benu vele labe sobe siba service and emndeni yenu. So that is really just how it's going. And we've got very ambitious growth plans, because we want to open 10 clubs by 2020. Yes, and so what happens is that we work in alignment with the city of Joburg and city. Okay, where is the biggest need? Okay, Asambis Fully, I'm a club.
Okay.
So, like I said, 10 clubs by 2020, and you know, it's looking like we'll get there.
Nice, very nice. So, do you have any events in Sambegunguti, Nisa Sabinzasana, Nisa Walungi Sele Nagashagash?
Yes, Gomshaga 26 June, we will be hosting a youth panel discussion for us by us, which is it's going to be owned by Abantu Abasha, where they will be talking about issues that affect them as youth. Some of you might know that Boys and Girls Clubs is a Play Your Part ambassador, so that is part of Brand South Africa. So the event will be endorsed by Brand South Africa. We'll be working with them, and you know, just stay tuned to our social media pages so that you can get ama details as to where it will be and iskhathi and all of that. So that is really, really an exciting event that we're looking forward to, and we're encouraging, you know, members of the community to attend and be involved, because we'll be having influential young people from other NGOs, ama young leaders from Igole, and you know, other young people who would want to say something regarding ama issues that they face, and how can we come together and work on these issues as young people.
All right. Okay, so Abantuba Ntola Gupike, are you guys on Facebook, on Twitter for more information?
Yes, we are on the main three platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. On Facebook, we are BGC South Africa. On Twitter, we are BGCSA_Pimville. And on Instagram, we are BGCSA. And then, obviously, website here too is www.bgcsa.org. Yes, and you can also call us on 011-523-3259 if you would like to speak to us directly.
All right, Sne, thank you so much for coming through today.
Thank you very much
thank for having you. Me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. They understood everything eulung horeganit in the battle hits by Mamedika, the Boys and Girls Club, Yakakwanoka SA. Thank you so much, Sne.
Thank you very much.